The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four. It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to My Brother and Me, a Vice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middlest brother, big dog, woof, woof. I got fleas, Travis McElroy.
And I'm your sweet baby brother, Griffin McElroy.
So this is a segment we like to do every episode where we ask Travis, how's your penis?
My penis is fine.
It's my scrotum
that I'm...
We doing this. Hey, boys, we doing this.
Yeah. Here's the thing. It's a fan favorite bit.
Yeah. Scrotum check.
And we can only do it, I mean, God willing, and the creek don't rise. We can only do it one more time.
Yeah, got myself a vasectomy.
Yeah. And just, you know, I'm not so plugged into Soshi, but Juice, what was the response like when you talked at length about your sort of
Actually, procedure? It's so funny you said that. Very good. People loved it. Also positive.
Yeah,
good and positive. There weren't people like, I don't want to hear about this dude's hog. I want to hear him joke about fast food franchises.
Well, Griffin, the vasectomy doesn't focus on the hog primarily. It focuses more on the beans, as it were. It focuses on the buns. Focuses on the meatballs. You know
I like
I mean?
To think of it all as the hog.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
It's a holistic hog time down there. And here's the thing, Trav, I'm your brother. I love you, and I'm very concerned about your well-being, and I'm excited about your impotence and all that jazz. But yeah. Even I
doesn't feel that way, does it?
But
Trav?
I kind of don't want to hear about it.
It feels like you're not supporting me in this time when I need you the most, Griffin. Mm-hmm. That I've ever needed you in my entire life to just say yes to the dress. You're saying no. And
yeah.
Can I ask
so,
you,
Justin, Trav? How did it? What? So Trav, if I can walk, I'm in like a supportive place with you.
Thank you.
How did it go? How did the whole thing go?
Mostly went fine. There was one weird thing. I don't know how you dealt with this, Justin.
Yeah.
The doctor just kept saying, "Wow, what a radical scrot," and that was a flattering, I guess. But like, I kind of wanted him to focus up.
Hey, it was the use. It's the use of the word "radical" that makes me think that maybe this was not a licensed medical professional, and maybe some sort of surf dude.
Well, sometimes he would just
on the boardwalk
say under his breath, like, "It's just such a cool sack." You know what I mean? And like that was nice, but like, I expected him to be a little less, and for lack of a better word, clinical.
Yeah,
I've listened to you talk about this for a few minutes now, and I wanted to give you a little bit of rope, but it seems like you're lying, and that's fine. Sometimes there's humor to be found in that, but I am going to go ahead and assume from your lies, from the fact that you've cooked up a fabricated thing, that the whole thing wasn't very funny.
No.
It wasn't very funny, and I feel like maybe you were going in hoping it would be a gut buster, and maybe it was just sort of an overall success and fun for everybody.
Okay, I'll be honest now. It was it was not bad. The only part that really like hurt was honestly he
your
like
balls.
He
zone.
taped my penis up out of the way so it wouldn't get in the way.
And get out of there.
He didn't need to do that for me.
When he took the tape
off. Wait, he didn't need to do that for me.
He did it for me. And when he took the tape off, it pulled off a lot of chest hair. And that really hurt.
That wasn't a problem for me at all.
You really suck. You are a You're a fucking ding-along. This sucks.
Fuck, it's all good stuff. It's all good stuff. Just fun, regular conversations
now
with brothers.
I do find that I've spent the last 48 hours thinking more about my own genitals than I did in all of my teen years put together.
Hey, impossible. same for me, but for you, because you keep telling us about them.
Dad keeps asking. Dad, every 4 hours, wants to check in on how my downstairs is doing.
He's a caring father, Travis.
Yeah, he is also a caring father, but he keeps saying, how's your radical scrot? And I don't know if he heard from the doctor or what.
When I check in, I say, how are you feeling, but? I don't say, tell me about the incision site on your delicate bathing suit area. Because I love you, but that's your private place. That's your private zone.
And here's the thing is, he said mine was the least delicate he's ever seen. He said it was like toughened leather trying to get through there.
Man.
Which was pretty cool.
Juice, you kept saying he didn't do that with me. Did you guys have the same guy?
There's only one
guy. Is there just one guy in the tri-state area who like... gets
There's
it
just
done.
One regular, normal guy.
Okay.
And he travels the world. Kind of a reverse Johnny Appleseed, really.
Yeah. Hey, what was that? A little soundbite of On the Wings of Love?
Yeah, that's why Comcast is trying to call me. They'll never bring me down.
Is that their special ringtone, Justin?
Yeah, they said, ringtone. Were you using your data to hear things about your brother's testicles? Because we're monitoring the whole thing.
The doctor kept calling him besticles? He said, these are the besticles.
All right.
And I was,
all right.
And that was right, interesting right. to me.
All right. I'm, so it wasn't geez, funny. I'm starting. Trav, I'm hard, sorry to hear.
He asked if he could do a charcoal drawing and frame it and hang it up in his personal home, which I thought was nice. And I said,
Dude,
yes,
I'm
of course.
I'm starting to think he didn't even get a vasectomy.
No. I'm sure he did, but I just don't think anything funny happened, and he was disappointed.
Griffin, I can send you a picture. Fine. Griffin, I'll send you a picture to prove it.
No, we don't need to do that. This isn't kind of a Jackass style.
This isn't like one of those Jackasses.
That would be weird if now like Jackass started up again, but it was just like, oh man, yeah, I got an actual like prostate exam, and it wasn't funny, but here's my test results, and that's just
they
all
are,
it was.
They are getting older.
They are welcome to make a run at it for sure, but they should definitely check in and see what's going on YouTube before they make any grand announcements
that
Jackass is back in the mix. Because things are a lot out there.
Yeah, there's like a guy on TikTok who's like, in this TikTok over the next year, I'm going to eat my entire house. And it's like, Johnny and the gang, how are you supposed to beat that? He's going to eat a whole house in a year.
This guy's over here eating houses. Mm-hmm. He's giving it away for free.
I think Jackass should come back and just do unboxing videos, but every time they open the box inside, it's just Steve-O's genitals. Every time. And still attached. Don't get me wrong. Still attached.
Yeah.
Oh, like it's like the popcorn bucket like trick.
Yeah. Yeah. But he's been under the table the whole time.
I love him.
Funny.
All right.
These guys have still got it. So this is an advice show.
So we'll only have to do this one more time, but when I get mine, I'm going to be like a very coquettish about it. You're not even good. You're not even gonna know.
This is an advice show.
Sorry, boys, real quick, I need a second. I started heating up a pot of water to make macaroni for Teresa when the kids got home, and they haven't left yet. So now there's just a hot pot of water on the stove. I gotta go stop that heat. 1 second.
All right. I mean,
let's
as long
keep recording. That's a great,
sure.
That's a great thing to let people know that Travis did.
Hey, as long as we're doing chores, can I get permission from you on something, Juice?
Yeah,
there's a bad smell coming up through the drain on the floor of my laundry room, and it smells like an elephant died in my house somewhere, and I can't find it. So I got the door to my office open out to the outside and getting a little sound of the city. Do you think that's okay to get that in the mix? Okay.
Yeah, it's fine to get the sound of the city in the mix. Welcome back, Trav. We never stopped the show.
Oh, great, great, great. That's good content.
That's good content. Now, that's some content. Okay, so you're back. Griffin, that's fine. Get a little sound of the city.
Okay.
And I'm sorry about the smell. That's tough as when your house just gets a smell.
It gets a bad one.
My dishwasher got a bad smell.
Oh, man.
And then I was like, well, you clean. You clean for a living. Yeah. Who cleans you? And it turns like, you know what I mean? Right. Like the dishwasher washed the dish. Who washed the dishwasher?
That's great.
It turned out it me. I didn't like.
Must be you.
And if you wait too long to clean those things, some bad things happen. Things you won't forget, can't forget, shan't forget. So this is an advice show. Travis, you have placed a question from Cora in here.
Well, I think that this is important. You know what I mean? Like, we don't normally treat these as like regular listener questions. Usually,
that's only because they're not.
Well, but this was sent from Nathan, and I saw it, and I instantly thought, like, this is important. This is perhaps an important cultural touchstone that we could answer and fix and make the world a little bit better. And it's rare that we have that opportunity.
It just seems like we're going to cuss a lot doing it.
Is it, here's a question. Is it for fuck's sake or for fuck sake? It's for a work email, so it has to sound professional.
It's neither of the ways that they have written it here.
Because yeah, they have written it F-U-C-K-S, no apostrophe.
It is a possessive. It's possessive. The sake is possessive of
a fuck.
Of the F word, yeah. And then can we move on? Because it just feels like we're going to get like really fucking like nasty on
Here's
it.
What I think needs to happen, Griffin. I think each of us needs to say fuck 10 times in a row until the word...
No, so the
word loses meaning, right? And then we can just discuss it.
No, because we're not old George Carlin, and we've also said that word so many times, and it's fine to say it in the heat of the moment.
And fun.
But to do it like this, it sucks. It sucks.
Yeah. My 3-year-old daughter threw a chapstick in my eye, and it landed right in the eye.
Was the chapstick open? Did you get any chapstick?
It was open, because I was trying to take it from her, because she juices it up the whole way.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just 2 inches of chapstick sticking out. And it drives me crazy.
Like
and
a dog boner. Give me that. Yeah.
She's like, okay, sure, no problem. Chuck. And then throws it at my head. And it goes right in my eye. And I said, fuck. And then Charlie said, don't say bad words. And I said, this is the exact opportunity to say fuck. Because a kid threw a chapstick in my eye.
If not now, then when?
Yeah, if not this, then what?
That's weird coming from Charlie, who I believe just per capita has cursed more in her life than I have. Mm-hmm. So I don't understand where she gets off judging you, Justin. I think you're doing fine. But the question that I'm left with, Justin, is, was there chapstick on your eyeball?
Yeah, was it lip smackers, mentholated? What are we dealing with?
Was this a Burt's Bees?
It was a coconut. It was like a coconut cream pie or something like that.
And
all right,
did your eye feel moisturized afterwards?
No, it was unpleasant. I mean, there were tears in it, so yes, I guess it was moisturized. In that sense. Here's a different one. Hello, brothers. My partner and I are currently in the middle of making a lovely chicken casserole for dinner, and we've hit a snag. The recipe calls for cornflakes for that crunchy touch, but we're plumb out at the moment. However, we do have Frosted Flakes. Do I go for that sweet with this chicken, bacon, rice casserole? Or do you know any way I can get the frosted off my flakes without them getting soggy? That's from Casserolin Without Corn Flakes.
This is your moment, Justin.
Yes, Justin. Shine. Shine, baby. Shine.
Okay, here is my suggestion to you. And I think this is powerful. It's a powerful cooking concept because you guys know I love to mess around in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
Crime Scene Kitchen, I'll watch it, no problem. I'll watch anything with Joel, McHale, and Kitchen and Mystery. So here's what I'm going to say. There's a little bit of sugar in everything.
Okay.
Is that fair to say? Sure. If you put cornflakes on your casserole, you have introduced some sugar from the malt flavoring in the cornflake. And in the process of making cornflakes, of course, W.H. Kellogg introduced sugar that his brother was unwilling to introduce because he was a health nut. So you got sugar in there. Is this fair?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But if you have Frosted Flakes, oh, you've added more sugar.
Okay.
But that's not bad. All you got to do is you got to grab the other sliders.
Oh, of flavor. Oh, wow.
You got to jack them up to meat. Sugar. There's not too much sugar. There's not enough cumin.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
There's not enough paprika. You put it all in there. You jack up all the flavors.
Okay.
Then it's balanced. And it's intense.
It's like that TV. Whoa. It's like that book and TV show that's like salt, sugar, yummy, sweet. Yep. And then you got the salt, four sugar, flavors. You have the four flavors of salt. Salt is salty. Sugar has that sugary taste to it. Yummy is most of the other stuff. And then sweet is like everything that's sweet but isn't sugar, like honey.
That would be my suggestion is, yes, you can introduce the Frosted Flakes, but some flavors have got to come meet the sugar to play with it.
Yeah.
Or else the sugar will be standing out on stage with his pants down around his fucking ankles.
Yeah.
You know, you got to have the other flavors meet it. Meet it midway. That is my suggestion. What would you all really do in this? Don't do any jokes.
No jokes?
Don't do any joke. Put joke out of room and just tell me, what would you do? What would you do?
The truth is, Justin, when I find myself in this place where it's like recipe calls for some kind of crunchy breaded thing, this is where I start doing that pantry deep dive, because there's almost always some Cheez-Its in there, right?
You gotta have some Crunchums, yeah, for
sure. I got a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old, basically. There's some Cheez-Its somewhere.
Somewhere there's Cheez-Its.
And Cheez-Its make an excellent addition. The other day, I was making some meatballs.
Yeah.
And I didn't have breadcrumbs. Crunched up Cheez-Its is the secret ingredient. Just like Mama used to make. Boom.
Yeah. I would say that a good thing that you could, the one thing that you could do, is cheesy chili Fritos. Those things are fucking great, man. I had
Cheetos. I had Takis.
No, not those. Just chili cheese Fritos. I had a bowl of chili the other night for dinner, and we didn't have any regular Fritos to put in it, so I put chili cheese Fritos in it, and they canceled out and they disappeared. My bowl was empty when I looked down. It was crazy. Yeah, I didn't know that it worked like that.
You know what? Why stop at the Frosted Flakes? Start replace. Let's see. You got chicken, bacon, rice. Right. You're gonna add in Rice Krispies in place of the rice. You know what? You can keep the bacon, but I'm going to want you to make it like maple, like candied bacon.
Yeah.
And for the chicken.
Egg is like chicken, but beginning of it.
Yeah, make a meringue, right? Like, do that, right? This is what we're talking. We're going to make us a sweet. Because here's the thing. You have cinnamon rolls for breakfast, and everybody accepts that, right? But if I want a sugary sweet dinner, everybody like turns their nose up at it, right?
Yeah.
I want a sugary sweet casserole. For dinner. Grow up, everyone. It's 2021. Big dog run. I'm making a sweet casserole. Get in or get out of the way.
Yeah. So what if
you don't get out of the way, I'm going to hit you with my car.
Yeah.
Wow. And, car. And I'm going to back up and do it again. Because you got in my way, on my way to a sugary, dinner. Sweet casserole.
Sweet dinner.
And I'll fucking kill you.
Travis will hit you with his car if you try to say he can't have sweet dinner.
I'll kill you with car.
Yes, we get it.
And I'll bankrupt your family.
Just because you said don't eat a caramel apple with that chicken pot pie.
And I'll buy your family stationery store that's been in your family for 200 years. I'll murder you, and I'll bankrupt the store, and then I'll buy it, and I'll turn it into a store that only sells sweet casseroles.
Yeah. Get them.
Oh, they're in the car. Oh, they got on board. Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean
to. Shit, this is embarrassing. Hey, do you want some wisdom of the crowd?
Yeah, wisdom please.
I saw a bunch of people on Twitter suggest Wisdom of the Cloud, which I like quite a bit.
Oh,
maybe that's a good name for it. But you know, I'm in no hurry to solidify this segment. Maybe we should just call it Wiki How or Wiki Why Not? Because
Wiki Yow.
Because this is another one of those. Dylan sent this in.
Sticky Wiki?
Stickypedia?
Sticky. Oh, I thought you were saying Sticky. I thought you were describing Dylan as Sticky Dylan.
Sticky Dylan sent this in?
This is Sticky Dylan, and the article is How to Be Cat-like, and whether you need to learn to act like a cat for an acting role, which is a very limited, a A very narrow window, I would say.
I believe there's literally one show that that applies to.
Or if you're going to be like Catwoman, but even she doesn't, I don't think, like clean her butthole or anything like that. But or you just admire feline behavior. There's several ways you can imitate cats. Each cat's different, but many of them share different behaviors. Unlike dogs, cats can be equally finicky and standoffish as Whoa. They are affectionate and cuddly. All right.
How so, dare you? Dogs have dogs have deep inner lives. I won't stand for this.
Okay, so doing method one, doing cat activities. Sleep a lot and take cat naps. Yep. Do yoga to stretch your muscles out. So far you are describing people stuff.
Yeah.
Nice try though. clean yourself often. At least
okay.
at least once a day. Yep. Spend time playing outside. Like a cat, or also like a person does.
My cat doesn't go outside.
Yep, that's also another thing. Communicating like a cat. Use body language to communicate your feelings instead of simply your words. Like people do it. Experiment with the tone of your voice. Now we're talking. Now we're getting into it.
I could definitely hiss more. I've been thinking about this lately. Like the amount of hissing I do is not nearly as high as it could be.
Yeah. If you want to be able to talk, this is a sub point. If you want to be able to talk with cats, mimic their meows and sounds the best you can. Listen to how they talk and mimic them.
Huh.
Are we talking now?
Huh.
Are we talking now?
This took a strong turn, I would say.
Talk in an upbeat tone when you're happy and content, and incorporate a growl into your voice when you're mad. I've never tried that before. Let me try. I loved this jet ski. I hate this jet ski. Yeah, I think I've talked like that. Have you guys heard me talk like that before?
Well, I've never heard you hate a jet ski before.
Hey, this one's appropriate. I have a signature scent. So, Juice, you didn't even know that you were on that kitty cat life in a major way.
Yeah, with my signature scent.
Scent directly on your butthole.
I'm still trying to figure it out, but I'm kind of in between signature scents right now. But this isn't the time to talk about.
No, I imagine we'll need to help with a certain mall friend to...
Interesting response.
By the way, to Richard's take,
a lot of people said, I don't want it to ever happen again. Loved it.
Loved it.
That's kind of tenor. Yeah. Hey, loved it. Never again.
Hey, Justin, welcome so much to a very exclusive club that I like to call What It's Like Making Jokes When You're Travis. Hello. Okay. Come on in. 1% of people. Yeah, no. Oh, it's too late. Look at that. You're already in here.
Oh, my God. See? It was built around me. You've constructed it around me. I'm a prisoner.
I'd trade that for fucking... 7 years later, eat a banana again, idiot. So,
I went back and treated myself to the video of you eating the banana. And Griffin, I do want to point out one thing.
Yeah,
is that the crunch is extremely loud.
Yeah, it's pretty loud. In the chance that you want to repel someone, make a point to cook with garlic and onions or handle other foul smelling materials and don't wash them off. That's pretty cool. Well, on the other hand,
cats are not cooking with garlic and onions.
No, but they do, I guess, put a bad stink on them to scare bad cats away. But regardless, guess what else you're going to do? You're going to scare good cats away with your bad smell.
Yeah.
Hey, this one's wild. Now we're getting into it. Now we're getting into actionable cat activities. Cat-tivities. Thank goodness. Blink slowly to show you like someone. It says here, real fucking slow. make your eyelids make a noise when they goosh against the bottom eyelid.
Make them clap.
Make those eyelids clap, baby. And then they will know, ooh, wow, is something wrong with your eyes or do you like me a whole lot?
New TikTok challenge. Film yourself doing this with your significant other and see how they react to it. Because I think they're going to really love it.
Yeah.
They're going to definitely get that you're into them.
Yeah.
Well, it does say here, some people may not recognize this behavior and it may look more like glaring. Consider batting your eyes slowly instead to be less intimidating. Well, that's not anything. Swat someone who is irritating you to warn them. Okay, hit them. This one just says hit them. A warning swat doesn't have to be hard, Travis. Just swift and sharp enough to get someone's attention. But hey, what was that? I punched you. Not very hard, though. Yep.
Your words.
If a real fight does break out, cats will bite and scratch their opponents. Just be cautious and consider the consequences of using these methods in a real fight with someone. Hey, this escalated pretty fucking quickly, I would say, WikiHow. And I would say, someone who follows this and then accidentally, you know, beats the shit out of somebody and goes to court, and the judge is like, "What are you doing? Why are you blinking so slow at me?" You'd be like, "No, WikiHow told me that this is how I was supposed to warp people off. You know how I have a bad smell? That was supposed to do the job, but fucking Derek kept coming around." So
it's hard. It's hard because you're so deep at that point.
You're already a kitty cat at that point. Yeah,
you're gonna have to read a WikiHow about how to act like a human.
Yep. Okay, so here's behaving like a cat around other people. Stay alert and aware of your surroundings. Yeah.
Yep.
Reacting erratically and jumping at things that startle you is another way you can imitate cats. Sure. Be shy around people you don't know, but warm and welcoming once you've met.
Yeah.
Again, just sort of standard operating procedure. Or ignore people, then request attention when you want it. So now we're just being shitty humans.
Now it's just being shitty about cats.
Yeah.
Basically.
Anywhere in this article, does it say bury your poop in some sand?
No, it says bring people presents.
Well,
you can consider, cats also hunt and leave their kill to provide food to their owners. You can take care of the people you like by feeding them, such as cooking them full meals or sharing part of your lunch. Okay. WikiHow, I am pot committed at this point. I am going to kill a bird and give it to my wife, because that's what I need to do, in addition to gently headbutting and nuzzling the people I like. I think at this point, once you're gently headbutting and nuzzling people you like while blinking at them slowly, you've passed the point of denying the fact that, yeah, I am pretending to be a cat. Last one is be mischievous.
Too late.
That's good. Make little messes by knocking things off counters. Sit on people when they're trying to work on something. Or be nosy.
This has gotten so strange. Like, you have just absolutely overshot your goals, I feel like, at this point.
Yeah, this is the last thing WikiHow leaves you with, is be obnoxious. If someone asks you to stop, don't respect their space, and don't dial back the cat mimicking.
No matter what. Because if you dial back the cat mimicking, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, what are you even doing?
You're never going to get cast at that point. You know what I mean?
Never, like, because you are, this is for the role. Don't forget, you got to be Scrimbleshanks. You need to be Scrimbleshanks. You were born for this.
You're born for this role.
Here's some questions. I have a cat collar that I made myself, and sometimes I wear it. Is that too cat-like? Not at all. You could even go to the extreme and get a real cat collar. Just make sure you can get it off.
Now, hold on, though, because I would argue it is not very cat-like in that cats are not out there making collars for themselves. Like, if we're going by, like, the letter of terminology, I think that is very human pretending to be cat-like. But I have owned several cats in my life. Not a single one of them was, like, begging me for a collar. If anything, quite the opposite.
And this is maybe the toughest one. How do I know when to stop acting like a cat and begin acting like a human? People keep calling me weird, and my cousin says that taking naps is for toddlers.
Well, that's not true. Hey,
that's wrong. Yeah, that's incorrect.
I'm 37. Let me tell you, taking naps is for winners, my man. If I get to take a nap, it is, to me, the sweetest. That is, for me, like, happy hour. You know,
let's not focus on that. Let's focus on you've been undercover for so long.
Yeah.
That you will cross a threshold where it's more normal for you to be a kitty cat than a human. And at that point, like, you can't. There's an event horizon that once you cross it, you're a cat now. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And not a person. And you would need to find a WikiHow article that would need to reverse the spell. And that I don't think they have that one for
cats. I'll tell you, here's the number one problem I have with this WikiHow article. Nowhere in here, like, it should be probably near the beginning, is like, sit your family and friends down, tell them you've made a big choice, and you're going to start acting like a cat, right? Mm-hmm. Because otherwise, it seems like throughout here, there's just kind of a growing underlying concern from people around you, as it's like, has he been cursed by a wizard?
You need a clean break,
right?
Where it's like, tomorrow I'm cat,
right. So that way, I'm cat. So that way, everyone's on the same page, and they're not worried that you're cursed. Right? Yeah. Because I'm thinking we're in a Shaggy Dog situation, right? I'm seeing Griffin act more and more like a cat. I think, oh, he's ignored his family and he's learning a lesson. Somewhere out there, there's a cat with Griffin in it. And here is a cat in Griffin. And Griffin's learning a lesson about, I don't know, how to not sit on people's laptops or whatever.
Right.
And I need to rescue Griffin and bring him back to his family. and maybe stop a wizard. You know?
So, y'all remember that kid in your class that whenever the teacher was giving you an assignment, they would, like, raise their hand and ask a question that they knew the answer to just to, like, get on their radar? Like, yeah. Oh, and Miss Trambles, do you want MLA citation on this? Oh, yes, Derek, of course. Thank you. Yes, please use MLA citation. Thank you, Derek. That's what the energy that this person asks. I own a cat. Do you think observing him will help me? Fuck off.
Come on.
Fuck off. Well, who's going to be like, no.
No.
It's not. No, looking at a cat and studying how it moves and then trying to act like that will not help you act like a cat after seeing how it moves.
Come on. Grow up.
You're not bringing anything to this. Dude, would you guys like being cats?
Depends
seems
on
like a lot of work. I actually think.
I actually don't care. Let's get the money soon.
Stamp it. That's what I like to do whenever I have a package that I need to send. I stamp it. Now I know.
What things can you lick that is fine? The number one, stamps.
Okay.
But you don't want to have to go to the stamp store to get these beautiful licking opportunities. No, you could do it right from the comfort of your own home. I don't even know if you lick these bad boys.
You don't.
From stamps.com. What?
It print. No.
It prints, but you got to adhere. Somehow, we get special unlickable paper. Come on, Ray Bradbury. give me some slack. You don't want to pay full price for postage. Stamps.com is going to save you time on the trips to the post office, and it's going to save you money on postage. Stamps.com, you get discounts up to 40% off the post office rates and up to 66% off UPS shipping rates. So stop wasting time going to the post office and go to stamps.com instead. There's no risk. And with my promo code, my brother, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in my brother. That's stamps.com, promo code my brother, stamps.com. Never go to the post office again. You know, I have to go to the post office sometimes because I have a P.O. box.
So you're calling stamps.com a liar?
Listen, P.O. box 5400 West Virginia 25706. And I have to go to the counter and be like, can I have the mail for this box? And they know what it is. They know what this deal is. And it's like stuff from listeners. And sometimes he'll just come back and just stare me in the eyes and be like, you have nothing.
Oh, no.
It's like, oh, man. And he knows. It's like, I guess it's over is what he says sometimes. I guess it's over. The magic's over and you've peaked.
That's so weird because my box is always full. So Stitch Fix is pretty cool.
Speaking of boxes that are full.
Yeah, Stitch Fix comes with clothes that you can lick if you want to. I wouldn't recommend it, but there's nothing stopping you.
Because what are you going to do, Ray Bradbury? And you guys seemed to laugh at that last time.
So oh, I'm going to lick all the clothes, Griffin. Thank you so much for asking.
I don't know why he does that. That dude's fucking weird.
Ray Bradbury, get out of here.
Oh, he did pass away almost 10 years
ago. I know, I'm a ghost.
Dirty ghost.
So here's how it works. You have a personal stylist who is going to say, like, hey, you like this shirt? You like these pants? Because you went through, you picked out some stuff that you like. You said, this is my style. This is my size. And this is my budget. And then that personal stylist send those pieces to you at home. You try them on. If you like them, you keep them. If you don't, you send them back. And whatever you send back, you don't pay for it. And Stitch Fix has free shipping, easy returns and exchanges, and a prepaid return envelope is included. There's no subscription required. You try Stitch Fix once or set up automatic deliveries, and you pay just $20 for a styling fee for each box, and that gets credited towards pieces you keep. So it's great. It works out. There are no hidden fees ever. Get started today at stitchfix.com/mybrother, and you'll get 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. That's stitchfix.com/mybrother for 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. One more time, stitchfix.com/mybrother.
Macho Man to the top rope. The flying elbow. The cover. We've got a new champion.
We're here with Macho Man Randy Savage after his big win to become the new world champion. What are you going to do now, Match?
I'm going to go listen to the newest episode of the Tights and Fights podcast. Oh, yeah.
Tell us more about this podcast.
It's the podcast of power, too sweet to be sour, funky like a monkey, woke discussions, man, and jokes about wrestlers' fashion choices, myself excluded. Yeah.
I can't wait to listen.
Neither can I. You can find it Saturdays on Maximum Fun. Oh, yeah. Dig it.
What's wrong, Justin?
What happened? Okay.
I forgot about this. I want a munch.
Squad.
I want to munch.
Squad.
Welcome to Munch Squad. It's a podcast within a podcast profiling the latest and greatest in brand eating. A couple of people sent this one in. So thank you to I know Steven and Emily for sending that along. I very much appreciate it. So Heinz in Canada. If you're in Canada and you're in Heinz, there's this new promotion called the Heinz Bottleneck. This is only a Canadian promotion. Okay.
I am shuddering with it. When Heinz gets in the scene, Heinz gets in the scene, so fucking nasty.
They make their presence known. Yeah.
Sometimes being they skin in, Ed Sheeran. So I can't wait to see what they've done now.
Being stuck in exhausting and never-ending traffic. Heinz is a really amazing brand, by the way. I've been watching Foods That Build America. Did you ever see this one? Got Campbell Scott narrating it. It's these very intense stories of like the Domino's brothers versus the Pizza Hut brothers and it's got reenactments.
Ooh, I love it.
It's like, if you enjoy Munch Squad, I just want to give you the hardest possible plug for this show, which is like, we have to make the crust thicker. The people in New England hate it. It's like, it's amazing stuff. Anyway, but this is about Heinz. Through a partnership with Waze and Burger King, Heinz will be identifying those stuck in traffic, driving at the same speed as its slow pouring ketchup, which is 0.045 kilometers per hour, and satisfying their taste buds with Heinz ketchup and Impossible Whopper from Burger King.
What? Say that last one again.
They're going to be satisfying their taste buds with Heinz ketchup and an Impossible Whopper from Burger King. 80% of Canadians say they will travel in 2021, and I would love to chill with that remaining 20 real quick. No. I have my year mapped out, and I will be staying put. But most won't cross international borders. Summer traffic is expected to be worse than usual this year, which is why Heinz is turning traffic into a good thing.
So wait. The idea is, if you're in traffic and you're moving slowly, Heinz has a way to identify that?
From June 3rd to July 4th, those stuck in traffic who are driving as slow as Heinz ketchup will be served traffic-activated ads in the Waze app.
What?
And select slow-moving Canadians will be provided with this tasty summer combo of Heinz ketchup.
Okay.
What the fuck?
And an Impossible Whopper from Burger King.
How?
This is going to destroy the Canadian infrastructure as we know it. Because if people know this, people are going to start collaborating.
It's
this thing
where like you're driving slow, and then it's like you'll be driving slow, but not slow enough as ketchup.
And you'll,
you know what I mean? And then it's like,
guys, slow it down just a little bit. We almost got the ketchup, guys.
They have a mock-up of what this would look like. And it's just a car with, you know, and the Waze app is there. And it just says at the top, we are giving you free ketchup for driving as slow as ketchup. Which I guess is how it'll really go. Surprisingly, this is a quote. Surprisingly, many people don't know that Heinz pours out of our glass bottle at 0.045 kilometers per hour. That's a surprise to this.
Oh, you don't know that?
A lot of people don't know that.
Oh.
And with more Canadians potentially on the road this summer, whether within their own cities or for weekend getaways. Traffic is going to be a pain point that we all need to get used to again. We want to help our fans see that going slow isn't always a bad thing and reward them with the delicious, iconically slow-pouring Heinz ketchup for those terrible traffic jams.
Huh.
Says Daniel Gottlieb, Associate Director of Brand Building and Innovation at Kraft Heinz Canada. These are the same maniacs, by the way, that made pumpkin spice Kraft dinner. So I think this whole company needs to reevaluate what's going on up there, up north.
Okay, so there are two very strong feelings.
I need to finish the quote
real quick. Please.
We are thrilled to team up with Waze and also Burger King to bring Canadians and the meal synonymous with summer. And after sitting weekend traffic, we know there's nothing more satisfying than a delicious burger with Heinz ketchup. Now, why is it an impossible Whopper?
Great question.
I don't know that.
So here are the two overwhelming feelings I'm having. One is very much like, you know, people talk about, has technology gone too far? And the idea that my phone can communicate the information, not just of like where I am or what's happening, I'm used to that, but also that I'm going as slow as ketchup, and someone be like, hey, Travis is going as slow as ketchup, send him that ad. That feels like too much. But more than that, it sounds like Kraft Heinz Canada has put a lot of work and capital into this, and I'm not 100% sure that they've thought about the return on investment of this.
This is what I actually think is, I think, this is my theory about it, right? I think that Heinz was like, guys, we have a really fucking good idea, but if we tell you, you have to promise not to cut us out of it. Because we are not essential to it at all. But please, it's such a good idea, but you got to promise not to steal it and kick us out of it and just do it together, okay? Because it's really good.
Yeah.
I guess the speed of ketchup thing is kind of the hook on the whole.
Yeah, but for what? So
they needed the iconography of ketchup. They needed... I wish so it had just been... You win ketchup. Because that's what they've said. That every time it's like, you win ketchup, and I guess a burger if you want that, but you win ketchup. Just go to the drive-thru at Canadian Burger King
and be like... And they'll give you ketchup, which is already free at Burger King. I don't pay...
Just open your pocket and goosh it to the top, baby.
You don't pay extra for the ketchup packets. It's not... There's no deal being made here.
Well, that's why it's so hard for the Heinz company right now. Think about it, Travis. They've set up an expectation that their shit's always free and it has no value.
Right.
They should do it this should be a punishment. If you get clocked going as slow as ketchup, from now on, you have to pay when you go to Burger King and you want ketchup. Now it's incentive to not have traffic jams.
Can we just Heinz Canada is absolutely unhinged.
Yeah.
I just want to go, you know what? I got a couple more that I just found for the past. Is that okay? Well,
take me on a journey.
After searching through decades worth of old posts on forgotten blogs and scouring old tweets and forums, Heinz is releasing three new, this is from March 15th, releasing three new sauce creations inspired by Canadians. Heinz Starchup.
What?
Wasabi Oli and Hanch.
Hanch?
say all that shit. Was say all Starchup? That shit.
I'm going to say them one more time. Heinz Tarchup.
Tarchup.
Wasabi Oli.
Uh-huh.
And Hanch.
Hanch. Hanch. Hanch bothers me.
Hanch.
Hanch. This is my new boyfriend, Hanch.
This is Hanch.
Hanch.
This is my other boyfriend, Wasabi Oli.
I can't eat it. There's too much Hanch on it.
Hanch is your new daddy.
I put it in Slack if you guys want to see. I got
Hanch.
Hanch the respect Hanch deserves.
We're over here having a good time with Hanch, while my boy clowning over here, Tarchup, is also pretty deep in the set.
Hanch.
Tarchup is a mixture. Okay. Tarchup is a mix of tartar sauce and Heinz ketchup. Uh-huh. Was shared in a decade-old late-night tweet by condiment mastermind Ariane from Toronto. Emma from Toronto turned an online wedding forum to remove wasabi and garlic aioli stain on her mother's vintage dress, unknowingly releasing the recipe for wasabioli.
Right.
4 years ago, while looking to subreddits to spice up his pizza order, Deep from Vancouver unsuspectingly shared Hanch,
okay,
which is a combination of hot sauce and ranch.
Okay, but here's the thing. Okay, I love a portmanteau. But if you look at Tarchup, you look at Tarchup, right? It's the T-A-R of tartar sauce and the chup of ketchup. You look at wasabioli. Oh, yeah, that's a lot of wasabi in there and some oli in there. There's a lot. There's only, like, one letter cut off of each. Hanch, they took the H off of hot sauce picante, and the rest is all ranch.
Yeah, it's not it's not fair.
Ranch is most of the sauce, I'd bet, too, in Hanch.
But yeah. Hanch, you would look at that and be like, I'm going to guess ranch and hands? Like, there's no.
It's ham ranch? It could be anything.
I don't know.
It could be hoisin ranch.
I hate it.
You can shit all over them and their big ideas, but I would love to hear how you would mash these two bad boys up.
Here's the ad. I got ad for this when this happened.
Millions of people post online every day. And some of them post about sauce. But little do they know, Heinz Ketchup is watching. We dug deep across the entire internet to find your old posts. And we turned them into condiments. Introducing three new sauces sourced from the most random corners of the internet. Heinz Crowdsourced. Hatch from the 12th post in an archived subthread of people arguing about pizza. Wasabioli, discovered on the advice page of a wedding fashion forum. And Tarcha, posted on social media over 10 years ago. Then we shared the sauces with the actual people who unintentionally created them. And now you can try them too. Careful what you post. Big Ketchup is watching.
All right.
Like, what are you trying to establish about your brand? They're clocking your shit 24/7 because just a couple months later, you'd reveal to me that they're watching the speed at which I'm driving and offering me free plant hamburgers in exchange.
Yeah, I love this company. They're good. This is one of those rare cases where, like, yeah, go ahead and invade the shit out of my privacy. I will give you access.
I trust them.
I will give you access to my children's birth certificates if you keep cranking out the hits like this. Hanch. They need to change their name from Heinz to Hanch today. And if they
this is the new company, what is called Hanch. Their last one that they did was they asked people to draw ketchup, and then they turned what they drew into custom ketchup bottles. I'm telling you, Heinz Canada is all over it. They've got things.
Okay, I think I'd go with hot saunch.
Oh, hot have you been thinking about this the whole time?
Yes.
That would explain your lack of contribution to the entertainment.
I've been working really hard to think about it.
Let me give you a twist on that, Travis. I'm going to just twist it a little bit. Hanch.
Okay. Did they pay the people that they stole these ideas from?
Definitely not. Okay. 100% no.
They made their dreams a reality. That's a payment, right? That's a payment greater than money if you think about it.
I wish Nerf would come out and be like, as we all know, Nerf bullets leave the guns at 95 miles an hour. So get out there, and if we see that you're driving 95 miles an hour, baby, we're going to send you some Nerf, and then just see how long it takes.
How about another question? How would that be? Would you guys like that?
Yeah, please.
Sounds good.
I was recently invited to my friend's surprise birthday party.
Okay.
The only caveat is that the party falls on my birthday. I also found his actual birthday is a few days before the surprise party is. I really want to celebrate my friend's birthday, but I also don't want to miss my own birthday. I'm afraid to say anything to them for fear of taking the celebration away from my friend. Should I just lay low and ignore my own birthday? Almost no one at this thing would know it was my birthday, too, so it may be possible. That's from Befuddled Birthday Boy in Chicago. And that seems like a surface-level question, but as I kept trying to form sentences to curtly respond to it, I actually wasn't coming up with a lot.
Yeah.
It's actually kind of challenging.
I tell you, the one thing, hearing you say it out loud, one of the things that jumped out at me was the word almost. Because what that implies is this is not a perfect secret, because if you went to this party, there is a chance that someone would say, hey, isn't it your birthday too?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, you're going to need a collaborator.
That's what I'm saying. This is why I'm saying it. This is why it's so tough. Because someone could very well be like, wait, is it your birthday?
Yeah.
And that's going to be an absolute mood killer.
Yeah, now that's because, oh.
Now you made it about you.
You need a co-conspirator, though, who is going to be in this room, who can look out the window, and when they see you coming, not the birthday person who's having the party, they say, oh, here they come. And then everybody hides and turns the lights off, and then the door opens, and it's you, and everyone hops out and says, surprise! Oh, it's just Michael, or whatever your name is. And then you'd be like, yeah, it is my birthday. And now it's their fucking problem. Because now they're going to have to take your birthday party away from you. They just gave it to you. They've just christened it your birthday party. And now they are going to have to explain to you, I'm so sorry, we're actually celebrating another person's birthday who it's not really their birthday. It's 3 days before and not yours. Fuck you. Get out of here. Yeah.
Sorry.
The thing is I'm assuming you're an adult, and that this isn't like at least 18 or older. And I would say at that point, birthdays much more become like an excuse to do something.
Incorrect. Not that age. At 25.
25. Okay. If you are 25 or older and you're asking this question, I think you just drop the knowledge, because the fact of the matter is, and I'm sorry to be the one to reveal this, it will not change the event at all, right? Except that people will say happy birthday to you. And that's really all you want at that point. Probably no one's going to bring gifts.
Yeah, but if you say it beforehand, people are going to wonder why you're saying it. Like, why are you saying
it? Oh, well, that, to go back to Griffin's thing, you do need a plant. You need to tell somebody who's going to tell the organizers, like, did you know that's also Michael, if that is your name, is also Michael's birthday, right?
And I'm now, sorry to get that stuck in everyone's head. Yeah, it's probably not Michael.
But now that's folded in. You can't do it. Oh, let's be clear. You can't be like,
you can't.
Oh, Derek, if the other person's name is Derek, is having a birthday party. Oh, it's my birthday too. Yeah, no, that's, I can't do that. But you could have Steven, if the other person's name is Steven, say, oh, Derek's having, assuming it's Derek, is having a party. Well, it's Michael, assuming it's Michael's birthday too.
Right.
Let's just make it one big thing, right? Now, that's all fine. That's all fine and dandy. But if Susan, just assuming you have a friend named Susan, finds out that you told Derek, or you told Steven,
let's just drop the names.
Okay, if A finds out that B told C to tell D that it was their birthday because of E, then I'm lost.
No matter what, the situation's going to end with nobody ever throwing a birthday present for a birthday party for anybody else in this group ever again. So just be careful, because birthday parties are great. I love all the cake and games.
Cakes and games are great.
Yeah, they're
but
the best.
What you don't want to do is get there and then someone finds out your birthday and they hastily like scroll your name onto the cake.
Yeah, try to fill it. Yeah. They put a post-it under the sign.
Happy birthday to Derek and Michael. Huh? Uh-huh.
Well, that would be the moment, too, if you're going to reveal it on your own.
And me.
And also me. Why didn't you remember?
As you're holding up your driver's license.
For real, though, and also even more because it's today.
Because Derek's was 3 days ago, and I put it on Facebook that today was my birthday, and none of you fuckers remember. And many more.
Just a quick update. Dad, in a late night check-in with Trav, checking on his zone and the status of his zone. Did not get a response until this morning from Travis, said, doing good, I think. And Dad just responded now, 2 hours later. Good.
Good.
Good. Period. You think you pissed? I think you pissed him off, dude.
I think
PO'd, man. You need to rebuild this bridge because it's tearing our family apart.
Should I send him a picture?
No, because we're on the same thread.
FaceTime him later and go into the same amount of detail that you went into for us on this
about
show.
How it's a radical scrot. And
yeah, do that whole gag.
Yeah,
for
that's
him.
Gonna do it for us. Thank you so much for listening to podcasts. We've had a great time here with you, and we hope that you've enjoyed yourself. Just a reminder that Heinz is watching you no matter what. No matter where you post or where you drive, Heinz Canada is watching, and they are always keeping tabs on you. I don't know if American Hinds is doing that, but you got to imagine probably worse. I mean, it's a guess, but it's probably worse. Yeah. Hey, we're going to be doing this is fun. We're going to be doing a live show.
What?
That anybody can go to. Anyone on earth that has the ability to get on the internet can come watch this program. And it's going to be, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. With the last one of these was pretty silly. And I think this one will be equally wild. It's June 25th at 9 p.m. ET. Tickets are $10. And Sawbones is going to be there.
Pretty exciting.
And if you can't watch live, that's not a problem, because there's VOD that'll be available. It's video on demand. Sorry. Available for 2 weeks after the show has ended. bit.ly/MBMBAM virtual is the address. You can go get tickets right now. And we would really appreciate you doing that. Thank you so much.
Also, very exciting. It's only a couple weeks till the Adventure Zone Crystal Kingdom comes out. This one, it's a real doozy, folks. If you haven't pre-ordered it yet, what are you waiting on? You can go to theadventurezonecomic.com. It comes out July 13th, 2021. And just announced, this is, I think, very exciting. On July 13th, we're doing an Adventure Zone graphic novel live and virtual event. You can go to bit.ly/TazGNLive2021 for more info. We're going to have event-exclusive signed book plates that are available from our partner bookstores. And more info can be found at that link, bit.ly/TazGNLive2021. For more info, go check it out. And don't forget to pre-order theadventurezonecomic.com.
Thank you to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You. Coming soon. Let's just say that. Maybe we're getting some intel from the industry insiders. I have an uncle who works at Sam Goody. Coming soon. You're gonna love this track, folks. Just wait. The third verse, you haven't even heard the third verse. It's got so much foul language in it.
It's so cool.
This is the one where it's like too dark.
Yeah, it's blue. Sure. And don't forget to go check out macroymerch.com for all the cool macro merch. Don't miss your chance to get our pin of the month. That is Griffin saying, I also want a sword from the My Brother and Me TV show. The proceeds of which benefit the Trevor Project, which provides crisis intervention and suicide prevention services to LGBTQ youth and people under 25. We also have a You're Going to Be Amazing shirt, which if you've ever listened to Taz Balance, you will recognize. And a portion of the proceeds from that also go to the Trevor Project. Check it out.
I think that's it. I don't want to overdo the final Yahoo bit. So I think maybe we should end.
So what's the
maybe a prayer? Like we end with a prayer. Okay. And we can just like focus on like, hey everybody, great job today. Well, this is more a prayer to us, isn't it?
Okay. Well, you got to say.
Dear Justin and sweet Justin and Travis, I think you guys did a really funny job today. Thank you for being my brothers, I'm so glad that both of your vasectomies went good. And thank you for leading by example. And please let me lead by example for my sons, just like you do for me. You're the son of you. And thank you for your gift of your child, the lamb. see you later. Love, Griffin.
My name is Justin
McRoy. I'm Travis McRoy.
I'm Griffin McRoy. Amen.
This has been my brother and me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.